This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that substitute teacher Shannon is making $48,000 a year. Here we go. Woo! Can't say that one enough. All right, here is Kelsey on the phone in Tacoma. Good morning, Kelsey. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Even better now. We're good. We're better because you called in for Share Your Salary, so we appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
Oh, well, that means a lot. Thank you for doing that. And Kelsey, we're going to get to know you a little bit better right now. All we know right now is you're a Marine Service Supervisor. Sound correct?
Yep.
All right, Gabe, say that five times fast.
Marine Service Supervisor.
Whoa. She's great at
Nailed
that
it.
Game.
Nailed it.
Thank you. All right, so let's put a minute on the clock, Kelsey. We'll just ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. We're going to think about things, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make as a Marine Service Supervisor, but then you're going to share your salary. You're going to tell everybody how much you make in about 5 minutes. Sound good?
Sounds awesome.
I love it. All right, I got a minute on the clock here. Gabe, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set.
Are you going to say go?
Go.
What exactly do you do, Kelsey?
I manage a group of diesel mechanics, and they go out and work on boat engines.
Ooh.
Is this your company, or do you work for a bigger company?
I work for a bigger company.
Have you had to fire anyone recently?
Not yet.
Nice.
Do you like the smell of diesel fuel?
Love it.
How long have you been a manager?
I've been a manager here for 3 months, but I have 11 years of experience in the industry.
Mm. How many people are you managing? How many mechanics right now?
10.
Do you own a home?
No.
Do any of your mechanics work on famous people boats like the Jamie Foxx yacht in Gig Harbor?
I cannot confirm or deny. Oh.
What's the worst part of your job?
Disciplining people.
Oh, you use a ruler for that or just like a stun gun? How are you? We'll get into that. I'll tell you what. Let's have the follow-up conversation, and then we're going to pry these famous people boats out of you.
Yeah.
We're gonna get there, so be ready for that. All right, if you want to guess, 253-642-WOLF is a number. This is interactive, and we look forward to seeing your text messages because we'll all use them as our guesses coming up next. So, yeah, what do you think? You've heard now from Kelsey. Sounds like he's got a pretty big job. 253-642-WOLF. Go ahead and put your name and where you live on that text. And yeah, Kelsey's going to share her salary next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us right now this morning here is Kelsey. She lives in Tacoma, and she is a Marine Service Supervisor. Before we do the deal here, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Kelsey?
She's been a manager for about 3 months, but she has 11 years of experience. She doesn't own a home. She does manage a group of mechanics, about 10 of them. She works for a bigger company, and she said the worst part of her job is having to discipline people. But she hasn't had to fire anyone recently.
Okay, Good Gabe, news. You're up first. Well, yeah, what are you thinking?
I think she's making some pretty decent money. 11 years of experience is a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my girls, Olivia and Claudia in Olympia, because they said that they thought about their guests today. So that's a big deal. 82.
That's the first step, is thinking about it. 82, yeah. They're in the back seat, right? And Jeff's driving? Yeah, we know your whole family. Yeah. We got you. All right. Gabe's in for 82. Captain Ron, what are you thinking?
So I'm going to go along with Richard and Annabella from Tacoma. We're saying 80. Look, mechanics, they're crazy. you got to deal with a lot of big, rowdy personalities. Yeah. So she's okay. making decent money, but she's only been there for 3 months. So I'm saying 80.
She giggled.
Wait, did you just call all mechanics crazy?
Yes.
I think you might get some strongly worded tweets about that. Ron.
I think all mechanics know. I think all mechanics know they are rowdy and crazy.
That is a strong opinion.
And it's right.
Are you sure you don't mean chefs? I think chefs are rowdy. Mechanics. Okay, hey.
Radio producers.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion here, man. I'm going to go 65,000 with Shelby from Roy. And yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling a little lower on that, but I also like the way that Shelby, when she texted and she used Kelsey's name. Mm-hmm. So I think she's really paying attention. Mm. So there we go. 65, 80, and 82. Those are our guesses, but really at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Time to end the guesswork here, Kelsey. Time to find out how much you actually make as a Marine Service Supervisor. Time to share your salary.
What is it here?
108.
Mama mia.
Big money, big money, big money.
Wow.
So, Kelsey, what was your experience prior to managing this team of 10 insanely crazy mechanics? Were you actually a mechanic?
No. I don't get my hands dirty very often, but I worked for a competitor, actually, for 11 years and did everything from warranty management to sales, and then just recently jumped over onto this side of things and got into a supervisor role.
So why did you leave? More money?
That's part of it, but the opportunity was something I've been working towards. I wanted more leadership experience. So the money
opportunity
helped.
To manage Paul Allen's yacht. Or perhaps Jamie Foxx's yacht. You don't have to say who, but you could. That would be cool. But do you guys have like famous boats in the quiver on the list? Come on.
Sure, but a lot of times we don't actually know who the owner is. We work with a third party, the yacht broker, or whoever is hired by said famous person.
That makes sense. Okay.
Hey, was Captain Ron right? Are your mechanics wild and crazy?
Some of them, yes. They're giving me more gray hair than I already have. So
whip them into shape.
It's never a dull moment.
Okay, and final question, at least for me. I don't know if Gabe or Captain Ron has a follow-up, but do you watch Below Deck? Is that something that you pay attention to?
I can't stand that show.
Why?
I'm sorry. Reality TV in general kind of irritates me, but that show is just drama, and that's not real life.
Yeah, yes, Kelsey's a realistic gal, Matt. She's a play.
But isn't it funny? Okay, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. If there's a reality TV show about it, it's the worst thing you've ever seen because it's so far from what it actually is.
Axemen.
Right.
I know a lot of loggers. It's not like that.
Deadliest Catch. Yeah. Not really like that. Don't embarrass yourself.
Deadliest Catch is more accurate than Below
yeah.
Deck.
Mm. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass the boat.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't embarrass the ship.
Yes. All right, Kelsey, listen, we really appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. And you know, that's a whole industry that I don't think people think about, that they could go get a job and do that. And diesel mechanic, obviously, we got a lot of water, a lot of boats here in the Seattle area.
Yes, and we need mechanics. We've got our seasoned guys, you know, retiring out. We're hiring new blood, and we need bodies. So think okay. about it. Blue collar is where it's at, guys.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Heck yeah.
How could people get a hold of you?
Oh, I don't know if I want people to get a hold of me directly.
No, we need your cell phone number. Yeah. Can you just put that out there?
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey. Listen, appreciate it.
The internet is your friend. Just look for diesel mechanic jobs, and my company will likely pop up.
Yeah. Oh, I see. All right, Kelsey. Well, thanks again for calling in. We love you.
Thank you, guys. I love you, too.
Aw.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.